Today's Amud is Yevamos Kuf Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Misha Lai Shasa Achar Bailo Shleisha Chadasha. So you have, let's say, Rachel. Rachel was married to Avram, and that marriage was terminated. We'll see exactly in the Gemara how it was terminated. But she was married to Avram, and then when that marriage ended, she didn't wait 3 months, like she's supposed to for the months of Havchana, like we had earlier in the Masechta. The Nisei's, and instead she got married right away. She married Yitzchak. So she was married to Avram. Then that marriage ended, and then without waiting 3 months, she married Yitzchak V'yolda, and she gave birth to a baby 7 months later. V'ein yadua in ben tishva l'rishayin and ben shiva l'acharayin, and it's not known, is this a 7th month baby from Yitzchak? Is Yitzchak the father? Or maybe it's a 9 month baby from Avram, and Avram is the father. So this baby doesn't know who his father is. Is his father Avram, or is his father Yitzchak? So the baby's a safek, and hayula banim min arishayin ubanim min asheni. Now there are other children that Rachel had from Avram and Rachel had from Yitzchak. So Rachel was married to Avram and she had Reuven. She was married to Yitzchak and sometime later had Levi after this safek child was born, after Shimon was born. Shimon was born in the middle, and Shimon is not sure, is his father Avram, is his father Yitzchak? And Shimon gets married, and Shimon dies without having any children, and we don't now know who his brother is to perform Yibam on his wife. Is his brother Reuven or is his brother Levi? Technically, they're both his brothers, right? They're both his brothers. They definitely all share the same mother. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all share the same mother. They all share Rachel as a mother, but the issue is that for Yibam, we need it to be that they share the same father. Now, we don't know if Shimon is Avram's child, in which case Reuven is his Achmena Av, or is Shimon, is Yitzchak his father, in which case Levi is his Achmena Av. He doesn't know who his brother from his father is, because he doesn't know who his father is. So if Shimon dies without having any children, Chaltzim V'loi Mi'avmin, both Reuven and Levi have to perform Chalitza, and they're not allowed to perform Yibam. They have to perform Chalitza because one of them is definitely Chayiv in Yibam, but they're not allowed to do Yibam because one of them is an Eishas Achmina Aim. One of them has an Isser of Eishas Achmina Aim, which has an Isser Yibam. So therefore, neither of them are able to perform Yibam because one of them is just a brother from a mother. So Mamelo, they both have to do Chalitza, and they're not allowed to do Yibam. V'chein hu lahem choylitz v'loy miyabim. The same story happens when it's the reverse, when it's Reuven or when it's Levi that gets married and dies without having any children. So Shimon has to perform Chalitza to that ex-wife and not Yibam. Chalitza because maybe he's an Achman Av, but only Chalitza, not Yibam, because maybe he's just an Achman Aim, and therefore he's not allowed to do Yibam. Says the Mishnah now, a new case, similar, building really off of the first case, is that Hayulay Achem min Arishain ve'Achem min Asheni, that there's brothers that Shimon, this Suffolk child, has from both sides, but it's Shaloi me'Oisaim, it's not from the same mother. Meaning like this, you had Avram is and the same case as before. Batsem, Avram and Yitzchak were married to Rachel, and they had a Suffolk child together. But in this case, instead of Avram and Rachel and Yitzchak and Rachel having also a Vade child, Avram and Rachel having Reuven and Yitzchak and Rachel having Levi, Avram had Reuven together with a different lady. Avram was married to Sarah and had Reuven, and Yitzchak was married to Rivka and had Levi. So both of the men still have a child in this new case, but it's not from Rachel. Avram has Reuven, Yitzchak has Levi, but it's not from Rachel. Avram has Reuven from Sarah, Yitzchak has Levi from Rivka. And then Avram was married to Rachel, and that marriage ended. Rachel, right away, without waiting 3 months, married Yitzchak, had a baby 7 months later. The baby doesn't know, is his father Avram, and Reuven's his brother, and Levi's not even related to him. Levi's not even an Achmana Aim. Levi's not even related to him. Or is Shimon's father Yitzchak, and Levi's his brother, and Reuven is totally not related to him. So one of these people to Shimon, one of them is his brother, and the other one is a stranger. The other one's a stranger, is not related to him. So in such a case, if let's say, let's say one of them gets married, let's say Reuven or Levi gets married and dies without having any children. So who chaylates umiyabe? So says the Gemara that Shimon could do chalitza or he could even do yibam. Because over here there's no chashash iser. In the previous case, one of them was an ashes ach mina av, and the other one was an ashes ach mina aim. In this case, one of them is an ashes ach mina av, the other one is not related to him. So if, let's say Reuven, talk about Reuven, let's say Reuven gets married and Reuven dies, Shimon, who's a suffic child of Avram, could be miyabim, could even be miyabim ashes Reuven, because maybe they share the same father, in which case it says Yavama. If they don't share the same father, then they don't share the same father or mother, then they're not related to each other. So Mrs. Reuven is a random lady, and Shimon could also be together with her, assuming Rashi says that there are no other Vade brothers. Otherwise, she'll be a Shemer Siavam. But assuming there are no other brothers, so then there's no chance that Shimon's doing any sort of Isser when he's Miyabim her, because either it's a Zivama or she's a stranger, she's just a random Almana. So that's the halacha when it comes to one of them that gets married and dies. So who chaylits Miyabim? And let's say it's him. Let's say it's the Suffolk child. It's Shimon that gets married and dies without having any children. So the haim, when it comes to Reuben and Levi, echad chaylitz ve'echad miyabim, one of them does chalitza, and then the second one can even do yibam. Now, dafk in that order, like the Gemara is going to point out, but let's say Reuben will do chalitza, and then Levi could even be miyabim eshes Shimon. Because if Reuben was the yavam, so Reuben already did chalitza, and now she's mutter to Levi. And if Levi's the yavam, so then perfect, he's doing the mitzvah of yibam. So there's no chances that Levi's doing anything wrong by doing Yibam in this case, but first it has to be Chalitza. If Reuven would do Yibam right away, or Levi would do Yibam right away, maybe she's the other one's Shemeres Yavam, she's the Yavam Lashak. So first HaChalitza, one of them has to do Chalitza, and then the other one could even be Miyabim her, and there's no chances that he's going to be doing any sort of Isser. Again, the Gemara is going to point out, Dafka when the Chalitza comes first. Says the Mishnah weiter now, Haya Echad Yisrael ve'Echad Kayin. So now we're ignoring all the other brothers, ignore Reuven and Levi. Let's just talk about this Suffolk child. Rachel had a marriage to Avram, and that marriage ended, and then without waiting 3 months, she went and she married Yitzchak. And then 7 months later, she has a child, Shimon. She doesn't know, is Shimon a child from Yitzchak, or is Shimon a child from Avram? A regular case of a Suffolk child. Rachel doesn't know who the father of her child is. And Agav, this is going to be most of the discussion. Our Gemara is going to be on this case of the Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah in such a case. So basically what we have is now is that Shimon is a Suffolk Kayin, Suffolk Yisrael. Avram and Yitzchak, one of them is a Kayin. Haya Echad Kayin ve'Echad Yisrael. So now Shimon is a Suffolk Kayin, Suffolk Yisrael. So what are the halachas of a Suffolk Kayin, Suffolk Yisrael? But actually we already had this in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah in the previous Mishnah already outlined all the halachas of a Suffolk Kayin, Suffolk Yisrael. This Mishnah will be Chazara from that Mishnah. So Yetzay, you have the Suffolk Kayin, Suffolk Yisrael. So we know the halachas is that Naisa Isha Roya L'Kayin. He has to get married Dafka to a person, to a lady who's right to marry a Kayin, because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'imetam ala Mesim. He can't become Tmei Mes, because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'imnitma'inu Saiviges Harbayim. We won't give him Malkus if he becomes Tamei, because maybe he's Yisrael. And Eichel Betruma, because maybe he's Yisrael. Vim Achel in the Mashayim Karen V'Chaimish, you won't have to pay for it if he does, because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'inu Chaylik Ala Gairan, we won't give him Truma in the Beis HaGranis, because maybe he's Yisrael. U'meichra Truma V'adamim Shalai, he could sell and keep the cash, because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'inu Chaylik B'Kachi HaKachim, we don't give him any of the Chalakim of the Kachim, like the skins, because maybe he's Yisrael. Ve'inais Nalayas HaKachim, we don't give him, let's say, a Bechar, because maybe he's Yisrael. Ve'imaitzin Eshalim Yadai, at the same time, he won't take his Bechar from him, because maybe he's a Kayin. Upatar min Azraya v'alei chayayim v'akeva, he's patar from giving these different matnas kuhuna from when he shechs an animal, because maybe he's a Kayin. U'b'chayra yehiraya achi yistayiv, his b'char, you let it graze until it develops a mum, because maybe he's a Kayin. Maybe he's Yisrael, you don't know. B'nais nan alav chumrei kayhanim v'chumrei Yisrael, you give him the chumreis of being a Kayin in Yisrael, which the Gemara on the previous Amud explained as referring to a karba mincha, that you give him the chumreis of a minchas Yisrael and a minchas Kayin. You do the kmitza, you burn both, like the Gemara explained previously. Hayushneim kayhanim, Now a new case. Let's say both Avram and Yitzchak were Kehanim, and you have this Suffolk child. So this Suffolk child is definitely a Kayin, so all these other halachas are not Negea. He's definitely a Kayin, but he doesn't know who his father is. He doesn't know if Avram is his father, or if Yitzchak is his father. So in this case, who Ignin Aleihem? If Avram or Yitzchak dies, so he's going to have to act with all the halachas of Aninas for both of them, because he doesn't know which one's his father. Each one of them might be his father, so he'll have to act as an Ignin, as an Av, on the day that the father dies. V'heim Einan and Olav, and they'll be also the same thing in the reverse. If Shimon dies, if the Suffolk dies, so then both Avram and Yitzchak will have to keep the halachas of Avelos, because maybe it's his child. Hu Einay Metame Lehem, if one of them dies, he's a Kayin. He can't be Metame for them, using the excuse that for a father he could be Metame, because he doesn't know which one's his father. So he can't be Metame for them. V'heim Einan Metame Lehem, for that same reason, they cannot be Metame for him, because maybe it's not his son. Who ain't a Yairish Ay's son? If one of them dies, he will have no ability to collect any Yerusha, because the other siblings will say, prove that you're really a sibling, prove that you're really a son, that you're our brother, and then you could collect. Until then, you're not getting anything. So he won't be able to collect from their Yerusha. But if Shimon dies, so then they could collectively go together and collect his Yerusha, because they have a Miman of Shach. One of them is the father, so they'll be Chalkin. They'll have Mama Namutu Besafik, is Yachleiku, they'll divide up the money, but they will be able to inherit from him. Upater al Makasavai Kilulasa, Shalzeva Shalzeh, if he gives a Makka or a curse to one of the potential fathers, to either one of them, he'll be Pater no matter what, because each one of them is only a Safik. He's for sure a Kayin. He doesn't know now which week is his shift in the Beis HaMikdash. They had 24 Mishmaris. They used to divide up in groups. And he doesn't know which one is his Mishmar, because he doesn't know who his father is. Because he doesn't know who his Mishmar is, he could go serve in the Beis HaMikdash both weeks. On the week that his father, that Avram has his week in the Beis HaMikdash, that his family has their week in the Beis HaMikdash, he could go serve in the Beis HaMikdash that week. And similarly, when Yitzchak's family has their week in the Beis HaMikdash, so Shimon could go serve in the Beis HaMikdash that week as well. Ve'enu chaylik, but he's not going to have any ability to collect any of the different matnas kahuna, any of the karbanites, anything, because ha'maitzi mechaveru alav haraya. The other kayhanim there will tell him, prove that it's really your turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash this week. So he won't be able to get anything. However, emayu shneyem b'mishmar echad, noito chaylik echad. If Avram and Yitzchak were part of the same mishmar, they served in the Beis HaMikdash the same week, so then when Shimon goes and serves that week, he will be able to collect from the Manas Kahuna, because Miman of Shachet is his week. It's true, he doesn't know who his father is, but it's for sure his week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he'll be able to collect. Now the Gemara points out what we mentioned earlier, that Dafka Michlat Father Yavumi, Av Yavumi Bereish Eloi, Dekapag Av Yivam Alashuk, in the case where the brothers have to do, one of them has to do Chalitzan and the other one has to do Yibam, it's Dafka in that order of Chalitzan then Yibam, because if you do Yibam first, there might be an Isser of Yivam Alashuk. Adkan. Now the Gemara is going to focus on a new case, and we'll bring up the rest of the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, a new halacha. Amar Shmuel, Asara Kehanim Aimdem. Let's say you have 10 Kehanim that are standing somewhere. Upiresh Echad Mehem Ubaal. And one of the Kehanim goes, we don't know which one. One of the Kehanim goes, and he is Baal, a woman. So we don't know which one it was. So the halacha is that this child, Havlad Shtuki, the child is silenced. He's considered a Suffolk. Even though we know for sure that the child is a Kayin, we don't know which one is the father. We don't know which Kayin is the father. So the child is considered a Shtuki, is considered a Suffolk, a silenced one. Now, my Shtuki, Lenin, what halacha are you going to consider him silenced? That we're not going to allow him to collect from his father's Yerusha. Pshita, of course we're not going to let him collect from any of these 10 men's Yerusha, because miyadina navu amanu, do we know which one's his father? If we don't know which one's his father, how could there possibly be a havamina that he'll be able to collect any sort of Yerusha? Miyadina navu amanu, do we know who his father is? Ela shemishatkin oisai midin kahuna. Rather what it means is that we silence him from being a kayin, even though the 10 fathers, the 10 possible fathers are all Kohanim, the child will not be a Kohen. My time, it sounds crazy. Why not? If you know that for sure the father is a Kohen, why wouldn't he have the din of Kahuna? Says the Gemara, because Amar Krab, because the Torah by Kahuna says that Vahaisa Loyu Lazare Acharav, that it says this extra word Acharav, that the Kahuna is going to be for him by Pinchas and for his children after him. Acharav means that Be'inan Zare Miyuchas Acharav, the Lekai. It needs to be for him to have the din Kahuna. It needs to be that he has some sort of record, some sort of yichas, zarei miyuchas acharav, not just that we know for sure he's a kain. We need to know how he's a kain. We need to know who his father is, and then we could say that he's a kain as well. But if you don't have that, like in this case where he doesn't know which one's his father, so then he does not have the din of kahuna. Ask the Gemara, ask for a papa, is that really true? That just because That you darshan this word of acharav? Is that really true that you darshan acharav to mean miyuchas acharav? Maskefor papa elameata gabe Avram. We have a different pasuk where it uses this lashon of acharav. By Avram Avinu, dechsev, where the pasuk says liya yislacha lelekim lezaracha acharecha, where Hashem says I'm going to be for you as a god and for your children after you. Hasa ma'akam mazra le'rachmana. Over there, what's the Torah referring to? What type of psul? Says the Gemara. This is what the Torah is saying. This is what Hashem was telling to Avram Avinu. That you shouldn't marry a Gaya and you shouldn't marry a Shivcha, because then the child won't be Miyuchas after you. So that's what Hashem was telling him, not to marry a Gaya, not to marry a Shivcha. Ah, he married Hagar. So that's something that the Mefarshim deal with, how Avram was able to marry Hagar. Maybe it was before he got a Bris Mila. Different terutzim in the Achrayim. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Meisvei, ask the Gemara now on the Etzem Din. Ask the Gemara, is that really true that when a Kayin doesn't have the knowledge exactly who his father is, so then we don't give him the din of kahuna? Is that really true? But we learned in the Braisa, this is a Braisa that we had earlier in the Masechta. It was referring to a lady, a Yavama, that the Yavam married her. The Yavam did Yibam with her. He didn't wait the 3 months like he was supposed to. He did Yibam with her early, and then she ended up being pregnant, and she ended up having a baby. And so we don't know who the father is. Is the father Reuven, the original husband, or is the father the Yavam, is the father Shimon? Now both of them are Kehanim, so the child is for sure a Kayin. We just don't know who the father is, and the child is definitely not possible, because if he's Reuven's the father, so then it's a husband and wife that had her together. If Reuven's not the father, then she really is Yavama and she felt the Shimon, and then the child's also Kusher. So the child's definitely Kusher, the child's definitely a Kayin. We just don't know who the father is. And the Braisa says that Rishain Roy Leo is Kayin Gadol, this first child that Mrs. Reuven has with Shimon, so he's even right to be a Kohen Gadol. If she has another child with Shimon, she might be over on the Isra of Eishes Ach, because it could be that the first one was Reuven's child, and therefore the second child's a Mamzer. But the first child, that child is right to even be a Kohen Gadol, because both fathers are Kehanim, so we know for sure he's a Kohen. So Mimanev Shach, he's a Kohen, he could even be a Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, but according to the Yisai we just said before, how can you tell me he could be a Kohen Gadol? Vabin and it needs to be that we know who his yichas comes from. If we don't know who his father is, he doesn't have a din of kahuna. So how could the Braisa say that he could be a kohen gadol? So says the Gemara, then no, that zaro miyuchas achar of the Rabbanan. Really, it's true. You do need this din of zaro miyuchas acharav to be a kain, but the din of zaro miyuchas acharav is not really a din deraisa. It's not really what the Torah is referring to. Really, zaro miyuchas acharav is just an esmachta de rabbanon. It's a din de rabbanon that we won't treat someone as a kain if he doesn't know who his father is. Ukra esmachta ba'alma. This drasha of acharav was really just an esmachta. It was just a remez. V'chigazu rabbanon. However, when the rabbanon made this iser, this gzera, this kenaso to speak, that we won't give a person a din of kahuna if he doesn't know who his father is, they only said that biznus, when the suffix resulted from znus. When the suffix resulted from znus, when a lady was mizanin with one person and then with another person, and she doesn't know who the father is now of her neck of the child she has, so then the Rabbanah made a gzeira that we're going to not give the kahuna, a din kahuna to the child. However, b'nisuin le'gazer Rabbanah. But when it came through nisuin, so then we don't give such a kanas. It's only by znus, by nisuin, so then we don't give the kanas, which is why by this case of the Yibam, the Rabbanah never gave the kanas, and that's why the child is right to be a kain. But the case that Shmuel was talking about before, that was the case of znus. There was 10 kahanim, one of them was pirish and was mezana with a lady. That was the case of znus. Over there, there's a kanas that the child won't have a din kuna, but over here by the case of Yibam, there's no kanas. Ask the Gemara, biznus mi gazer Rabbanan, is that really true? That by znus, the Rabbanan make a gzeira? But it's not. Our Mishnah, we had a case of a Safek Kayan. The Kayan knew both Avram and Yitzchak were Kayhanim. It says, Misha Lai Shasa Acher Baila Shleisha Chadashim, Veniseis Vialda. There was a lady that was with Avram. That marriage ended, then she was with Yitzchak, and she gave birth to a child. She doesn't know who the father is the child Avram, is the father Yitzchak. And the Mishnah said that if both of them are Kayhanim, so then he's going to have a din of a Kayin. If both of them are Kayhanim, he's going to have a din of a Kayin. Now over there, what's the case? My Acher Baila, what happened to Avram? We're not just being nosy. What happened to Avram? What happened? How did that marriage end? Ilema Acher Misas Baila. If you're going to tell me that Avram died, that's what happened. We're talking about a case where Rachel was married to Avram. Avram died, and then she married Yitzchak. If you're going to tell me it's a case of death, Ema Seifa, then the Seifa of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Seifa of the Mishnah talks about sitting Shiva for each one. It says, Hu Einin Aleihem, that Shimon will become an Aval for both Avram and Yitzchak, Vehem Einin Alav, and Avram and Yitzchak could be an Einin for him. So Bisham Hu Einin Aleihem, I get that he could be an Einin for both Avram and Yitzchak, Mishkachaslab and Nisuin, that could be a case of Nisuin. This case of Nisuin could work out. It could be talking about a case of Misav, Desheni, Vilikadatsama Istekama, where the second one died, so then there's a case of Shiva for Shimon. If Yitzchak dies, so then it's Negea to discuss Shimon sitting Shiva. And it could be that Avram died earlier, but they moved his kever, they moved his bones, and so that also warrants a Shiva, or at least the one day of Avelos. And so it's Shayach to talk about Aninos, that Shimon could be having Aninos for Avram. But both of them, it's Shayach. Elahim Einan and Allah, but the fact that the Mishnah talks about the fact that they'll have to sit Shiva for him, Heichi Mishkachasla, Kama, how do you ever have that the first guy's ever sitting Shiva for Shimon, that Avram sitting Shiva for Shimon, Hamisle, he already died. So if the case of the Mishnah is the case where Avram died, how could it say that they could sit Shiva for him? It's not possible for Avram to sit Shiva for him. Avram is dead. The Ella Begrusha. So you'll tell me we're talking about a case where Rachel was married to Avram, but the way the marriage ended was through divorce. If so, Umay Acher Baila means Acher Get Baila, when the Mishnah says that Acher Baila, she didn't wait 3 months, and she married Yitzchak right away. It means after getting divorced from her husband. But says the Gemara, that's not going to work either. Because if she got divorced from Avram, that means she's a Grusha. When she marries Yitzchak, that means she was Aser to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's a Kayin. So she was Aser, she was a Grusha, which means if this child is a child of Shimon, the child is a Chalal. So keep that in mind. So says the Gemara, that's not going to work out in the Cheshbon of the Mishnah. Because Ein Maseifa, look what the end of the Mishnah says. It says that Hu Ein Metamin Lehem, Vehem Ein Metamin Loi. It says that Shimon cannot become Tamei Meis to bury Avram or Yitzchak, and they cannot be Tamei for him because maybe he's not their child. So Bishlam Ein Metamin Loi. I get the fact that neither Avram nor Yitzchak can be Metamei for him. L'chumra. The Kochad V'chad. Maybe the Dilmalab Rehu. We have to go L'chumra because each one, maybe it's not his son, so he can't be metameh for him. Elohu ain't metameh lehem, am I? But why can't he be metameh for either one of them? So yeah, Bishlama, Lashani Loili Tamile. I get that he can't become Tamei Meis to bury Yitzchak because maybe he's the son of Avram and he's a Kayin, and in which case he's not allowed to become Tamei Meis to bury a random man to bury Yitzchak. Elarishani Tamile. But he should be able to become Tamei Meis to bury Avram, Imanavshach. He has a Imanavshach that he should be able to bury Avram. Ibrehu Shaper Kamitamile. If it's his son, if Shimon is Avram's son, so then of course he could be metameh for him, even though he's a Kayin. V'bar Basrahu, and if really he's Yitzchak's son, so then he could also be metameh for him. Shaper ka metameh le, the Chalalu, because then he's a Chalal, because Yitzchak's a Kayin, and his mother, Rachel, was a Grusha, so Shimon's a Chalal, so then also he could be metameh for him. Mimanifshach, Shimon should be able to be metameh, to be Tmei Meis for Avram. So it can't be talking about a case of Grusha. So it can't be talking about that Avram died. It can't be talking about a case where Avram divorced Rachel. Ella, what are you going to tell me? Ella Lab is Nus. The only way we can make sense of the Mishnah is if we say that the case was Nus, that Rachel was Mizana with Avram, and Rachel was then Mizana with Yitzchak right afterwards. Umay Acher Baila, Acher Bayala. And when it says in the Mishnah after her husband, she didn't wait 3 months after her husband, it didn't mean Baala, it really meant Bayala. After being Bayal Avram, she didn't wait 3 months and she was Bayal Yitzchak. Vikatani Seifa, yeah, what does the Seifa of the Mishnah say? So everything makes sense. They're met Namatama for him, he's Namatama for them. They're Einanim for him, he's an Einan for them. Everything makes sense. But now back to our discussion. We said that by Znus, so the child, if he doesn't know who his father is, there's a Kanas that he doesn't have a Din Kahuna. But what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah Luchaira has to be talking about Znus. Shimon does not know who his father is. He knows his father's a Kayin, but he doesn't know which one's his father. The Ketani Seifa, the end of the Mishnah says, that Oyla b'mishmar shal zeh v'shal zeh, that he's allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, that he has it in Kahuna. Utyavta de Shmuel. So that's the long kasha, ultimately, to get to the kasha. It's a kasha on Shmuel. The Chayra, this shows that Shmuel is wrong, that even by Znus, we do not give a Kenas. To which the Gemara says, then, to defend Shmuel, that no, Amar of Shmaya, says Rav Shmaya, this is an attempted defense, we're going to reject this, and then we'll get to the actual defense, but says the Gemara Amr Rav Shmaya to defend Shmuel, then no, b'mam enes. Our Mishnah could be talking about a case of Mion, that she was married to Avram, but it was the Kedusha d'Rabbanan, she was a Katana, and then she did Mion, and then she married Yitzchak. So she's not an Almana, Avram never died, Avram's still alive, that's how you could have the case of Einin, and she's also not a Grusha, she just did Mion. So it says, if like retroactively she was never married to Avram, so that's why she is mutter to Shimon, and the child's not going to be a cholol even if the child comes from Shimon, because she didn't mean, she's not a grusha. So Avram's alive and she's not a grusha, and yet still we can make sense of the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Mion. Well, says the Gemara, it can't be talking about a case of Mion, because who could do Mion? Only a Katana. If she's a Katana at the time that she did the Mion, that she ended her marriage with Avram, if at the time that she ended her marriage with Avram she was a Katana, so then it can't be that the child is Avram's. Mamenes mika yolda? Because the katana who could perform mion, is she able to have a baby? Vahatani rabbevai kameder of Nachman, that shalish nasha mishamshis b'maych, that there are three ladies who are allowed to be mishamish with a maych, with some sort of old form of birth control, and that is a katana muberes u'menika. A katana muberes u'menika. For all these people, it's considered a sakanas nefashis for them to become pregnant, either for them or for the baby. Now katana, the reason is because shema tis Aber Vitamus. By a katana, it's because maybe she'll get pregnant, and if she does, she's going to die. A katana is unable to have a child. Muberes, it's because Shemitasu Besandel. A pregnant lady, it's because we don't want her to become pregnant again, and that's going to squish the first one. Manika Shemitigmalis Benaviamus. By a nursing lady, we don't want her to become pregnant again, lose her milk, and then not have anything to feed her first baby. By Okopanam Katana, it's because a katana is going to die. She can't have a child. She can't have a child and live. Vezi Katana, what's the gather of a katana with this halacha? It's a katana mibas achas esreishan of yom echad abas shteim esreishan of yom echad, from 11 to 12 years old. The reason why it's nafka from 11 to 12 is because pachis mikain a yeser al kain mishamesh es kedarka vaylechas divrei meir. Because if she's younger, she won't get pregnant. If she's older, she'll be able to survive having a child. So then she has to have tashmish in the regular way. That's the shita of meir. The chachamim say that achazu v'achazu mishamesh es kedarka vaylechas. That all these ladies should just have a little bit of bitachon, and they should just have tashmish in the regular way without a meich. U'min hashemayim irachemu, and HaKadosh Baruch will have mercy and make sure everything works out. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shemar Pesam Hashem. So Hashem will make sure that the katana doesn't become pregnant, that the muberes doesn't become pregnant, and Hashem will take care of everyone. But al kopanim, you see that the katana is unable to have a child and live. So it can't be that she did mian. If she did mian to Avram, then she's a katana, in which case there's no way she ever had a child with Avram. So any child she has is definitely Yitzchak's child. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah either. So says the Gemara, rather this is the way we'll defend Shmuel, that Mishkacha Sabi Kedushay Ta'iz, that the Mishnah is discussing a case not that she's a Katan and that she did Mian, she's a Gedaila, but there was some sort of Tanai in the Kedushin that she had with Avram, and that condition was never fulfilled. So now retroactively the Kedushin was batal. So she was married to Avram, and Avram never died. and at the same time she never got divorced. So how did the marriage get terminated? It was nisgalon that they were never married. If it wasn't the case of znus, they were married fully. They thought they were married, so it's not mamash znus. But what happened was is that there was a condition in the kedushin, and that condition wasn't fulfilled. So now the kedushin was batal. So now she went ahead and married Yitzchak, which Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, like Rav Yehuda, and she had a child from Yitzchak also. So now that she had a child from Yitzchak, that child is not going to be considered a child that she had while she was married to someone, because the marriage that she had with Avram falls off l'mafreya. It says that if a lady wasn't forced, so then asura, then she becomes asur to her husband. If an eshes ish is mezana and it wasn't forced, meaning she did it beratzayin, so then she becomes asur to her husband. Hanit pasa muteres, if she was forced, it's mashra from the pasuk that she'd be mutter. And the Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel darshind that v'yesh lecha acheres afal pi shaloinit pasa muteres. There's another lady, you can have an eshes ish that's mezana, and still the child, and still she's going to remain mutter to her husband, mutter to the bayal. Ve'eza zuz kedusha kedusha ta'is. This is talking about the case of a lady who was married, but it was nisgala afterwards that really the marriage was never a marriage. It was kedusha ta'is. Shafilu bina murkavla ketefa. Even if she had a child, mamish riding on her shoulders, mamenes vahilachesla, she could just leave the marriage. They're never married, and therefore that could be the case of our Mishnah. That the case of the Mishnah was that she was married to Avram, but she wasn't really married. She thought she was, so there was no znus involved. Being that there was no znus involved, that's why there's no kenas, and that's why Shimon, who even though he doesn't know who his father is, he'll still have a din of kahuna. He'll still have a din kahuna. Shmuel, when he said that the child has to have yichus acharav, he has to know who his father is to be a kain. That's only if the suffix resulted from znus, but in this case it didn't result from znus, so that's why there's no kenas and there's no kasha from our Mishnah on Shmuel.